Russia steps up its attacks on infrastructure. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia is focusing strikes on power stations and water supply systems in central and western Ukraine. This is a group of U.S. lawmakers paid a visit to the war-torn country.
A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky here in Kyiv. I don't think the timing of this visit was random. There's a real understanding in Washington that there's a part of the Republican Party that does not want to keep funding this effort by the Ukrainians to reclaim their territory. But part of what these lawmakers were doing on the ground was getting an understanding of what's actually happening here and also being able to deliver that message back not only to their constituents, but also to their colleagues in Washington.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A record 2.3 million. That's the number of migrants the government says tried to cross the southern border in the past fiscal year. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Denals tells Fox's Neil Cavuto the border wall needs to be completed.
Physical barriers work, Neil. It's proven itself under many administrations. It's proven itself again here in Arizona, talking to my fellow sheriff in Yuma and along the border. It works, and we're going to continue doing it here and continue doing the right thing for the people of Arizona and this country.
September saw a record 227,000 migrant encounters. A funeral in Raleigh, North Carolina for Officer Gabriel Torres, who was killed in a mass shooting while off duty. His wife, Jasmine.
Every chapter of our lives together brought us distance. But this distance, this new distance, this one I will struggle with for the rest of my life.
Torres, a former Marine, had been with the Raleigh Police Department for just 18 months. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The first Texas state trooper has been fired for his part in the botched police response to the Uvalde school massacre.
Department of Public Safety Sergeant Juan Maldonado was the highest-ranking state trooper to initially respond to Robb Elementary School. More than 300 officers from agencies across the state waited more than an hour until a tactical team breached the door and killed the shooter. Body camera footage shows Maldonado outside the school within 4 minutes of the shooting. He can appeal the decision. 21 victims were gunned down in May. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
There's been a big change in Canadian gun laws, Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday
it is no longer legal to buy, sell, or transfer a handgun in Canada.
Much of the impetus for the ban came after a 2020 massacre in Nova Scotia when a gunman killed 22 people.
We've seen too many examples of horrific tragedies involving firearms.
Canadians can still own handguns, but they have to be licensed, and the country's already banned the use or sale of some 1,500 kinds of assault-style weapons. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The nation's top health advisory agency is now saying schools should require kids to be vaccinated for COVID-19.
A key panel of experts convened by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends adding the pediatric versions of the COVID-19 vaccine to the schedule of inoculations often given to children, like the MMR or polio vaccines. But it's up to states to implement that. Florida's governor is one who won't.
As long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids.
Governor Ron DeSantis. Other states have pledged the same.
Fox's Evan Brown. Meanwhile, the CDC has announced its director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.